Hello, everyone. Welcome back to All Whack. There's a hair on my microphone. It is now gone. Today, I don't have Daisy. I kind of just wanted to do an episode by myself. I don't know. I've just been kind of feeling out of whack, like everything with my family going on, and I've been having to skip work. I mean, I find people to cover my shifts, so I'm not, like, leaving work hanging or nothing, but just trying to take time for myself and then help out my mom with anything. So, yeah, I think I just kind of, I need, like, a people detox, you know, so, and it's nothing against Daisy or anyone. I'm just, like, you know, I kind of just need, like, my space, you know, and I even locked my cat out of my room so I could record this today, because while I love him, he wants to chew on the cord and my phone and my hands and almost everything here on my little makeshift TV tray desk. So I was like, maybe you should not be in here. But today I wanted to talk about being your own best friend. So, and I thought this one would be kind of good to do by myself too, just because it's literally what I'm having to do right now, kind of just be my own best friend most of the time, you know, when I'm by myself. And of course, like, I can talk to my friends, I can talk to Daisy, Nick, Nick's my boyfriend, and, you know, I can talk to my family and everything, but there are things, too, that I'm just, like, dealing with personally that I'm just, like, you know, I don't really want a ton of people to know about it, you know, or there's no need, you know, really for anyone to know about it because I can work through it by myself. It's just I need the time and space to do so. So, you know, I think one of the things to start with when, you know, becoming your own best friend is, like, get to know yourself. Whether you try a lot of new things, like if you're trying new foods, actually, and like one thing that's like really fun for me to do when I'm just like feeling out of whack or I'm just feeling stuck is like, you know, I play with my style. I'm like, what do I want to wear today? And I kind of just like make a weird outfit. I'm like, I don't have to wear it out in public, but I feel great wearing it at home. And I'm wearing like my striped sweatpants with my, you know, tropical print crop top, just because I can, you know. I'm at my house and I've got my long baby blue cardigan on, and I'm like, you know what, these are three comfortable articles of clothing that don't go together, but I'm gonna wear them together because they're all comfortable and I'm at my house anyway, so who cares. Another way to kind of get to know yourself too is like finding new music. I find a lot of new music, and I don't always mean like finding new music, because of course you can find new music all kinds of ways, but my favorite way is like kind of just go on the browse page on my Apple Music, and oh, my dogs are fighting, but go on the browse page of Apple Music and just kind of just scroll on there, see what I can find. Also, when I'm looking up a song or an artist or whatever I'm looking up, I scroll. If you're on the artist page on Apple Music, you can scroll all the way down, and it has, like, artists similar to these, and I do that a lot. But when you find new music and finding new artists, I feel that I'm finding a new perspective on the world or on whatever topic they're writing about. But, you know, mostly the world, because everybody sees things so differently, and the more artists you discover, the more ways you're gonna be able to see the world, and, you know, how you feel about things, and, you know, just getting to know how you feel. Another way is, like, playing with makeup. I had a phase where I did that, where I would just, like, I would do, like, cosplay things, but I would put the makeup on, wear it for, like, 20 minutes, and then take it off, and then, Because I did, like, Beetlejuice and the Joker a lot of the time. I did Harley Quinn. A lot of, like, Marvel DC characters, because they all seem to wear the makeup. But, you know, doing stuff like that is kind of fun. And then you're experimenting with a new medium of art, I guess. Makeup is art. Like, I can't do that very well, but it's a fun time. And then trying things out of your comfort zone. Like, the more you take yourself out of your own comfort zone, like, the more you're just gonna grow and really get to know you and how you feel and your connection with yourself and the world and the people around you. Don't take yourself, like, way, way, way out of your, like, if you're, like, heavily uncomfortable with something, don't do it. If you just can't psych yourself up in your head to do it, then don't, like, skydiving. If you're not ready to skydive, don't skydive, you know, because, like, that's one thing I would love to do one day, but I'm, like, taking steps to get there. So I'm, like, I want to jump off the stratosphere, which is in Las Vegas, and, you know, that's all controlled and everything, like, you're hooked up to stuff, and so I'm like, I'm gonna try that and see how I feel about that before I'm like, boom, we're skydiving, because skydiving is expensive, and I don't want to die, so, you know, I am all for it, but if you just want to go skydiving, like, fuck it, go skydiving, don't let me tell you what to do. I'm not your mom, I'm not your boss, I can't tell you what to do. I'm just saying this is, you know, how I feel, where I'm like, okay, I want to do this, but I need to, like, work my way up to it. I can't just, like, go skydiving, you know? Plus, you have to take classes and everything anyway for it, so it's a good way to just ease yourself into something like that, you know? And then you can take yourself on a date, like, that's pretty fun. Now it's a little hard, like, the movie theaters aren't open, and, you know, pretty much you can only go to restaurants. Like, you can't go bowling. Although bowling, I don't think it would be really fun by yourself. Or golf. Golf, maybe. I don't know. I don't golf, so I have no idea. But do something fun with just by yourself. Something you enjoy doing. And, like, you know, I mean, of course, like, we need other people in our life, and you need your friends, and but you have to be with you every day. So, you know, you might as well enjoy your company and, you know, like yourself, at least. And I feel like a lot of the reason people may not like themselves is because they don't really know themselves. They just know who they want to be, and they know they aren't that. Or they're comparing themselves to somebody, and they're just mad because they aren't like that. And it's like, well, maybe try liking who you are. And if you really don't like who you are, then, you know, work your way to being a better version of yourself. Don't pick a celebrity you like and then want to copy and be exactly like them, have their personality and everything. Because the reason why they have their personality is because they think a certain way and they do certain things. And maybe you don't agree with their way of thinking, and you don't think that way. So, and that's a huge reason why everybody is who they are and they act the way they do. It's just because of the way you think and how you feel. But I think getting to know yourself and really what you believe and what you want for you, not because somebody else has it or you want to be like somebody else. And taking care of yourself too is a huge part of that. You know, eating. My mom's yelling in the kitchen. But, you know, taking care of yourself, like, you know, any way you can. And this goes back to, like, basic self-care and, like, hygiene. So I know in, like, my depression days, I'm like, I'll probably be awake for 4 or 5 hours before I brush my teeth. And, you know, I'll eat breakfast and, like, kind of get moving and stuff, but it'll take me a little bit before I actually, like, get up and actually brush my teeth, wash my face, get dressed for the day. Even if I'm not doing anything, I'll, like, change into different pajamas. You know, then it's like I'm not in the pajamas that I slept in, but I'm in different pajamas, and I feel a little more productive because I'm wearing a different outfit. And then that's where coming in and playing with my style comes in, you know, and wear my pajamas every day, you know, and then doing things you enjoy, like, you know, talk to your friends. I mean, yeah, I know this is about, like, being your own best friend, but, like, you know, sometimes it's hard to, like, figure things out in your own head, and, like, you know, I talk to myself a lot, I talk out loud a lot, and that kind of helps, but then sometimes I'm like, you know what, I need, like, another opinion, so I'll call somebody, maybe, or, you know, sometimes I'll, like, watch TED Talks, like, that have nothing to do with what I'm struggling with, and I, for some reason, that helps. I don't know why, but I'm like, it just gives me something, it gives me some food for thought, something to think about, and really be like, oh, okay, like, new problem to figure out, and, or, you know, just when I'm feeling, like, on a depression day, I'm just like, I need something to be stimulating, and give me something to think about, so I'll watch TED Talks or something. And then, you know, listen to music, make food, make yourself some food, and then, if you need to, like, scream, because it's, 2020 has been throwing everybody just some whack shit, you know, like, you know, we got Australia was on fire in January, and it's so funny, I bring that up to people, and they're like, what? It was? Oh, yeah, it was, and I'm like, yeah, Australia was, like, on fire in January, and now California is on fire right now. And I feel like California was also on fire earlier this year, or, like, late 2019. I don't remember, but I do remember recently California had been on fire as well. And then maybe it was last year, but, you know, and then, like, the coronavirus, and then we've got, like, the everything with the government going on, and then we have the Black Lives Matter movement, and then, you know, it's like there's a lot going on, so, like, taking care of yourself, and if you need to scream, just scream, like, do it in a pillow, scream outside, scare your neighbors. I mean, that could be fun, right? And, you know yourself well enough to be able to take care of yourself, I think, is a good rule of thumb. You know, be the yin to your own yang. Be like, here's my problem, and I know how to fix it, or here's my problem, and I'm gonna try everything, and then, you know, find a solution on how to fix my problem. And I'm talking mostly, like, emotional problems, not, like, you know, because my dad has cancer. I'm like, that is a problem I can't fix, but a problem I could fix is how I feel about it. So I could be, like, in despair, deep, 6 feet under depression, be like, my dad has cancer, and this is shitty, and there's nothing I can do about it. Or I can be like, you know what, my dad has cancer, and that sucks, but you know what I can do? I'm going to be supportive. I'm going to help around the house. I'm going to help my dad. I'm going to make sure he's hydrated. I'm going to make sure he eats food. I'm going to get into appointments. I'm going to take time off work if I need to. I'm going to do anything I can to make this process a little bit easier while he's going through treatment. And I feel that is a much more productive and a much better way to look at that situation versus just sitting in my room, not even spending time with my dad or any of my family, and just being depressed because my dad has cancer. And, you know, that's not a way that you want to live. And so, you know, I know myself well enough that I could do that. Like, that is something that I probably would have done had I not been like, okay, self, but you know what we can do? We can take care of ourselves, because if my dad is deteriorating and then I'm deteriorating because I'm not taking care of myself, you know, that's just going to put more stress on my dad, on my mom, on my brother. And it's just, you know, it's not going to help anybody. And then I'm going to feel like crap, and while my dad's feeling like crap. And it's like, that's literally not benefiting anybody in any situation. So, you know, being there for my family and myself is what I can do. Being the yin to my own yang. I know that's not really how that works, but I'm just saying, it's like, being there for yourself is so important too, as well as having an outer support system. But you have to start with yourself. You have to want to help yourself, you know, and there's that saying, like, you can't help people who don't want help. And, oh, Lila wants in, but you can't help people who don't want to be helped. So, you know, starting with helping yourself is a good way to go. And, you know, there have been times in the whole quarantine before we found out about my dad and everything where people have been like, hey, we should, like, go do this. And I'm like, I don't really want to. Or, you know, even just before, just in general, broad spectrum of life. When people ask me, they're like, hey, we should go do this, or let's go do this, or we should hang out, or whatever. And there are so many times where I've said yes when I'm exhausted or I'm just horribly depressed. I don't want to see anybody, and I know I'm not going to be any fun. When I should have said no. And then there are times when I do say no, and I feel bad, and you shouldn't feel bad. If you need to take time for yourself, just say that. Be like, hey, I'm so sorry. Thank you for thinking of me and inviting me and wanting to spend time with me, but I need to take time for me right now. Can we postpone? You can let him in.
We're gonna feed the dogs.
Okay. And taking time to really, hi baby, to say, no, I really need to take care of myself. Can we postpone? That would be amazing. Oh, are you saying hi? Yep. Mm-hmm. He's such a good boy. And then also, going with saying no when you need to, don't forget to put yourself first. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm doing with my situation, is I am putting myself first. It's like, yes, I understand my dad is sick and I want to do everything I can do to help. But if I don't help myself and I'm not taking care of myself, I'm not putting myself first, I'm not helping out my dad or my family in any way. All I'm doing is just spreading myself majorly thin. I'm still going to work. I work extremely part-time. But, you know, it's busy. I work at a restaurant and it gets busy, and then people are rude and they don't understand the laws, and then they get mad at us about the laws, and I'm like, it's not, you know, and it's stressful. And then I come home and then I'm stressed and I'm like, what is going on? So, you know, putting yourself first can really benefit you and help you be your own best friend, because then you are then setting and saying to everyone, hey, I am important and I am taking care of myself, and I need you to respect that fact that I'm taking the time I need, and I have not forgotten about you, but I do need time away from other people, and I need to fully take care of what I need to take care of. And if people aren't okay with that, then they're just selfish and don't really care about you that much. They just want you to spend time with them because they're lonely, they don't want to take care of themselves, they don't like themselves, they don't, you know, and they get mad, you know, if they get really mad at you for not wanting to hang out with them. It's just, they're just being completely selfish for it. And there's no reason for them to be that way other than, you know, their own, it's their own problem. That's their problem if they're mad at you. It has nothing to do with you. And it's just they feel like you've attacked their ego. So just putting yourself first is really a good thing to do to take care of yourself. And being your own best friend also kind of falls under self-care, where, you know, taking care of yourself is such a big deal. And, you know, like, your friends want to take care of you. And so if your friends want to take care of you, why wouldn't you want to take care of you and be your own friend? Milo, you're scratching on that now. And now he's biting me. Oh, my goodness. Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of All Whack. Milo's demanding that I play with him, but I will talk to you all later, and I hope that you find time today to be your own best friend. And don't forget to keep wearing your mask, protect those you love, and protect yourself. And don't get a misdemeanor. Milo, you're really hurting me a lot. Ow. This is horrible. Ow, what the heck? Oh my goodness. He is a baby, so. Anyway, everyone, stay groovy, and I will catch you on the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to All Whack Podcast. I really appreciate your support. Just listening to the podcast is a huge help. But if you'd like to support me further, I do have a Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/zoinksitsjackie, I do have monthly options for donation. And if you can't donate, that's totally okay. I just appreciate you listening to my podcast. Thank you guys so much, and I'll talk to you next week.